जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद शिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमद शिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं मुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम टेक्स्ट 19 फ्रॉम चैप्टर नंबर 24 कैंटो 11।
प्रकृतेर्यस्योपादानां आधारः पुरुषः परः सतो भीयञ्जकः कालो ब्रह्मतत्त्वत्रयं त्वहम्। प्रकृतेर्यस्योपादानां आधारः पुरुषः परः सतो भीयञ्जकः कालो ब्रह्मतत्त्वत्रयं त्वहम्। प्रकृतेर्यस्योपादानां आधारः पुरुषः परः सतो अभिव्यञ्जकः कालो ब्रह्मतत्त्वत्रयं त्वहम्।
माता जी प्रकृति ही मटीरियल नेचर यस्य ऑफ विच प्रोड्यूस्ड मैनिफेस्टेशन ऑफ द यूनिवर्स उपादानम द इंग्रेडिएंट कॉज आधारः द फाउंडेशन पुरुषः the personality of Godhead. Paraha, supreme. Sataha, of the real nature. Abhivyanjakaha, the agitating agent. Kalaha, time. Brahma, the absolute truth. Tat, this. Tritayam, group of three. Tu, but. Aham, I. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The material universe may be considered real, having nature as its original ingredient and final state. Lord Mahavishnu is the resting place of nature, which becomes manifest by the power of time. Thus nature, the Almighty Vishnu, and time are not different from me, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Purport. Material nature is the energy of the Lord, Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is his planetary portion, and time represents the Lord's activity. In this way, time and nature are always subservient to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who creates, maintains, and annihilates all that exists through the agency of his potencies and plenary portions. In other words, Lord Krishna is the absolute truth because he contains all existence within himself. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kada Mahiyam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, and not just Srimad Bhagavatam, all the Vedic scriptures clearly explain how Krishna is the source of everything. In the second chapter of the first canto, Suta Goswami gives a list of various incarnations. But in the end he tells us, Itecha Amsa Kalaha Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam, that all these incarnations that are mentioned here, all these names, they are expansions of Krishna or expansions of expansions. But Lord Krishna is that Swayam Bhagavan, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So nobody really is independent. His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj once mentioned that even Balaram is not independent. Although he is the immediate incarnation of Krishna, but ultimately it is Krishna's will that prevails. Like in the case of fight between Duryodhana and Bhima, Balaram wanted to support Duryodhana. He wanted Duryodhana to win. But ultimately it was Krishna's will. And he understood. Therefore he left that place and went for a pilgrimage. In the case of marriage of Rukmini Devi, Balaram somehow wanted Rukmini to marry Shishupal. And Krishna wanted Rukmini to get married to Arjuna. And ultimately it was Krishna's will that prevailed, and Rukmini was married to Arjuna. Also, in the Brahma Vimohan Leela, we see how Krishna had expanded himself into all the cows and the cowherd boys for one complete year. And nobody knew about it. When the ladies of Vrindavan, they saw the cows, the cowherd boys coming back that evening, they felt their love for their children increased million times, as if, as they would feel when they would see Krishna. The cows, their love for the calves increased. And even Balaram did not know about it, that all these calves and the cowherd boys were simply expansions of Krishna. Only after 1 year, when he saw the cows crazily running towards their calves with so much affection, Balaram realized it was not something ordinary. Then he asked Krishna, then everything was revealed. So Krishna is the Supreme Source, he is the Supreme Lord, and everyone else is his puppet. And they dance as per Krishna's desire. And therefore, and they take great pleasure in being addressed as Krishna's puppet and dancing according to his tunes. And this is the greatest achievement in a person's life, where one can actually become Krishna's puppet. That is the highest position. Brahma wants to be Krishna's puppet. Balaram wants to be Krishna's puppet. And Brahma, Shiva, Lord Shiva, these personalities, they take great pleasure in being addressed as such. And similarly we see Srila Prabhupada, when he was on board Jalduta, he wrote that poem, and where he humbly requests Krishna, make me your puppet and make me dance the way you like. Because this is the greatest position one can ever have. In this world, people are trying to become God. They are trying to exhibit their controllership. They want to become supreme, very special. But the greater we are, the more we advance in our consciousness, the more we want to become subservient to Krishna. That is the constitutional position, because only in that position we can actually become powerful. People think that by trying to become God, trying to gain controllership over money, influence, wealth, they can gain control. But that kind of control is only short-lived. But when we submit ourselves to Krishna and we want to become his puppet, then Krishna makes us greater than himself. Just like the residents of Vrindavan, they want to only serve Krishna, and Krishna gives them the position of his cowherd boyfriends, gives them the position of his parents, and the gopis, they all control Krishna. By trying to become subservient to Krishna, we can actually become greater than him. Not because we desire that, but Krishna wants to give us that position. By becoming a servant of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in that book, On the Way to Krishna, that being a servant is the greatest position in the spiritual realm. In this world, we have had a very bad experience of being a servant. Servant means exploited. But as the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita explains, whatever is seen as the lowest in this material world is the highest in the spiritual world. Because this world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world. And whatever is seen as the topmost in the spiritual world is seen as the lowest in the material world. Is the lowest. So the position of a servant is seen very lowly in this material world, but in the spiritual world it is the greatest. And everyone is Krishna's servant. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasabha Bhritya. Bhritya means servant. The only Ishvara, the only controller is Krishna. Everyone else is his servant, including all expansions. Although they are non-different from Krishna, but they are also subservient to Krishna. All the Vishnu forms, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, what to speak of the other demigods and all of us also. And the more we realize that position, the more we'll become happy and empowered. So, this is the ultimate prayer when we go in front of Krishna, we can offer that, make me your puppet. Of course, it takes a lot of you can say courage, because we are scared, we are not, we do not have faith. But if we can just offer this simple prayer that Krishna, make me your puppet, make me dance the way you want me to dance, this is the greatest prayer we can offer. And when we are in Krishna's hands, and that is the glorious position. Because eternally our position is we are servants. So either we are serving Maya or we are serving Krishna. So either we are puppets of Maya or we are puppets of Krishna. So we have to choose. And subconsciously we are always praying to Maya Devi, make me your puppet. When we pray for the fulfillment of our material desires, we are actually making this prayer to Maya Devi that make me your puppet. Make me dance the way you want me to dance. But consciously we have to make that prayer in front of Krishna that make me your puppet. Although we are bound by the three modes of nature, we have conditionings. Because of the previous choices that we have made, we are conditioned by the three gunas, and because of which we have a particular intelligence, particular type of faith, and because of which we make certain choices in life. We have our attraction towards certain things, repulsion from certain things. We have a particular level of abilities. We were born in a particular family, in a particular body. All this is because of association with the material modes of nature. So in one sense we are bound. Guna also refers to rope. So we are being pulled. But one ability which we all have is the ability to desire. At least we can desire that we want to be free from the influence of the three modes. We want to be Krishna's puppets. We may be pulled in different directions, but we offer a sincere prayer that Krishna, I have these conditionings, but still you please help me, and I want to be your puppet, not Maya Devi's puppet. So everyone, including Lord Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, they are all subservient to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada was asked once, when he was naming this organization, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, so the disciples asked, why, Prabhupada, we can say God, because people do not know Krishna. So Prabhupada said, no, that's why we are naming it Krishna Consciousness. We will tell them who Krishna is. So, if as devotees also we do not tell people about Krishna, we do not talk about Him, and if we do not tell people Krishna is the Supreme Lord, then who else will? Because in this day and age, everyone is speaking everything else except Krishna and His message. Even in the name of Krishna, there are so many organizations, so many people, they speak about Gita without mentioning Krishna, because they are scared that they will lose their audience. But they do not understand this one principle. They try to please the audience, that they do not understand one principle, that if they please Krishna, then automatically He will transform everyone's heart and convince them from within. So Krishna has a will, He has a plan, and He executes that plan through those who are ready, who are willing to repeat His message, who are ready to tell others about Him. Those are the people who are empowered. Just like in an organization, suppose the chairman of the organization, he has some project which needs to be completed. So he will choose those people who are willing to cooperate and do as he says, as he wills. Similarly, so Srila Prabhupada, he was very, very convinced about this principle. Therefore, even when he was speaking to the hippies, they were half conscious, sometimes unconscious. He was telling them about Krishna. He was telling them about Lord Chaitanya. Even the Indians had not heard about Lord Chaitanya, most of them. And he was talking about Lord Chaitanya to the hippies in the US. Because Srila Prabhupada always considered himself nothing. He always considered himself a person who knew nothing and who was simply there to repeat what he had heard from his guru and from the previous acharyas. And that is why, because he became a transparent via media of the message of the parampara, he was able to accomplish the impossible. And that is our only credit. Srila Prabhupada did mention that my only credit is that I simply repeated the words of my Guru Maharaj. And that's how the mission of the Lord can spread. So as devotees, just like other people, other organizations, they are very convinced about what they believe in, and they are very convinced about not speaking about Krishna. So as devotees also, since they are convinced about what they believe in, and we also must be convinced about what we believe in. Because ultimately it is Krishna who transforms hearts. And unless we bring Krishna into picture, the heart transformation will not take place. There are so many platforms to reform people. If somebody is a drunkard, okay, there is an organization to reform him. Somebody is a chain smoker, somebody has other bad habits. There are people working hard to reform them. But we are not looking for reformation, we are looking for transformation. Reformation means it is temporary, he has just controlled what he was doing. But unless the heart gets transformed, those bad habits, those conditionings will come out as soon as they find some conducive environment. Just like the case of Jamil. Now if you hear the conversation between the Yamadutas and the Vishnudutas, it is mentioned how Ajamil was a completely pure soul, apparently. And they mention the qualities that he had. And if you go through the list of those qualities, We can't even imagine that such a person could have a fall down. But this is what the samskaras coming from the past many lives, they were there. And he was doing his japa, dana, yajna, everything perfectly. But as soon as those samskaras, which were lying deep within his mind, subconscious mind, they found a conducive environment, he saw a shudra embracing a prostitute, immediately all that lust came out. And then he fell down from his position. So unless the heart gets transformed, then his heart got transformed only by the association of the Vishnu Dutas, hearing from them. He heard that conversation between the Vishnu Dutas and the Yama Dutas, so that was kind of a satsang. So unless he heard from devotees about the glories of the holy name, glories of devotional service, glories of the Supreme Lord, his heart did not get transformed. After that conversation, he decided to leave everything and went to Haridwar and spent his entire life, rest of his life, chanting the holy names. And in the end, those same Vishnu Dutas came to take him back to the spiritual world. So, Srila Prabhupada or the previous Acharyas, they teach us, even Brahma, he was asked by Narad Muni, that I see you, we see you creating, we see you as the supreme within this universe. And everyone when he's in trouble, he comes to you. But somehow, looking at the austerities that you perform, looking at how you meditate, we are believed, we actually are made to question about the existence of someone who is superior to you. Are you not the supreme controller? And Brahma, very humbly, he explains how he is not the supreme, how Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, they are the supreme. And what to speak of him, everyone else is simply dancing on the tunes of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is the supreme personality, and everyone else is simply a servant. Brahma, when he is born, although he is the first created being within the universe, he cannot figure out the cause of his appearance, the origin. He is not able to see. Only when he pleases Lord Krishna, he performs austerities, then the Lord reveals himself. He doesn't just reveal himself, the entire spiritual world is revealed to Lord Brahma. Golok Vrindavan, he sees Krishna playing his flute, he sees the gopis, he sees the gopas, then he offers those beautiful prayers which are found in Brahma Samhita. Lord Shiva, we see, sometimes he gets into trouble. The story of Vrikasura, he gives him that benediction that whomsoever's head he touches will crack into pieces and he would fall down dead. And that demon runs behind Shiva. In the case of, in the incarnation of Mohini Murti, when Lord Krishna, although Lord Shiva is the most sober personality, even Cupid could not agitate his senses. He burnt Cupid to death. And Maharaj Chitraketu, he was completely bewildered and impressed also when he saw Lord Shiva lecturing to the sages on renunciation with the mother Parvati sitting on his lap. And Maharaj Chitraketu was impressed and he laughed at this glory of Lord Shiva. But when the Lord Shiva sees the form of Mohini Murti, even he gets attracted. He runs behind her. And he specifically runs through the hermitages of all the great rishis that were residing in that area, in his own abode, Kailash, and wherever he ran. Specifically ran through those cottages, just to indicate, so that people understand that I am not the Supreme Baba. Look, even I am running behind some lady, but the lady is not ordinary. that beautiful girl is not ordinary, she is a supreme lord. So even I am subservient to his desires. Even I am attracted to him. In the case of Vishnu, the Bhagavata Mahatmya mentions from the Skanda Purana, where Lord Vishnu prayed to Krishna that you have given me this power to maintain the universe, and from time to time, whenever there is a need, I will incarnate and I will maintain. But please tell me, how will I maintain your devotees who are completely selfless, desireless? How to maintain them? And how to maintain my dear wife Lakshmi? And Lord Krishna told Lord Vishnu that every day you must recite Srimad Bhagavatam, and this will give you the strength to maintain. Lord Shiva prays, my dear Lord, you have given me the power to destroy the universe from time to time whenever there is a need, but I do not have the power for final destruction. Final liberation. Final destruction means liberation from the material world. That is, when the soul leaves everything behind and the material identity is completely destroyed. There are four kinds of pralaya. One is which is happening constantly within our body. Body is getting destroyed every moment. Second is that the pralaya which happens at the end of Brahma's day when he goes to sleep. So all the planets below Brahma Loka are destroyed. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentions how from the planet of Brahma to the lowest, all are places of misery. The misery differs, but the principle of misery remains intact. Now the same miseries that we have, Brahma does not have those miseries, but the miseries are there, some different kind of miseries. Just like a poor man is also miserable and a rich man is also miserable, the principle of misery is there for everyone, but the misery, the types of miseries are different. So what is Brahma's misery? That everything that he has created, next morning when he gets up, it's all destroyed. So he has to create it all over again. So you can imagine, if that was to happen to all of us, that whatever we create, whatever we write or whatever we construct, and next morning when we get up, it's all gone, we would probably go into depression. Even now when people, they lose something which they have worked hard for throughout their life, they become depressed. If they lose some money, if they lose some people, if they lose some influence, they go crazy. They commit suicide. So if Brahma had to commit suicide, he would be doing it every moment, every morning basically. But that's his anxiety. That's the kind of, he doesn't have to worry about the things that we worry about. His anxiety is this. Every morning he gets up, again he has to create. So this is the second type of pralaya. Third type of pralaya is when Brahma's life is over, lifespan is over, 100 years. Then he also dies and he goes back to the spiritual world. And the fourth type of pralaya is when the living entity's material identity is destroyed and the soul goes back to the spiritual world, gets liberated. So for this type of liberation, Lord Shiva said, I do not have the power for final pralaya. So then Lord Krishna told him that every day you must recite Srimad Bhagavatam. Just by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, you will get this strength where you can grant final liberation to the living entities. So this we see once Narad Muni came to meet Mother Parvati. And Mother Parvati offered respects to Narad Muni. And Narad Muni, he started asking Parvati ji that how is everything? Is everything all right? And does Lord Shiva keep you happy? as his wife. And Mother Parvati said, yes, everything is all right. And Lord, it is the nature of Narad Muni. Because Narad Muni is the incarnation of the mind of the Lord. So whenever Narad Muni does something, that means the Lord is trying to do some leela through him. It's because he's the mind of the Lord. Manas Putra. Manifested through Brahma, of course. But he's actually the incarnation of the Lord's mind. So whatever Narad Muni does, it is the Lord doing it through him. So Narad Muni then said, okay, everything is all right. But Lord Shiva keeps you happy. Does he tell you everything as your husband? And Mother Parvati said, yeah, he tells me everything. And Narad Muni said, are you sure? He reveals everything to you? Does he tell you everything? And Mother Parvati now became suspicious. She said, yes, he does. Narad Muni said, all right. But has he ever told you, why does he wear that garland of skulls around his neck? Whose skulls are they? And suddenly Mother Parvati realized, he's never told me all this. How could he keep such a secret? Let him come back this evening. And then as soon as Narad Muni saw this reaction of Mother Parvati, he said, Narayan, Narayan, and he left. His job was done. And that evening when Lord Shiva came back, and Mother Parvati, she didn't speak to him. She was sulking. And Lord Shiva, she was serving food, and Lord Shiva saw she wasn't even talking. He was trying to speak to her. And then he asked, something has happened. She said, nothing happened. And then Lord Shiva was trying to think what might have happened. And he asked, by the way, did Narad Muni come here? And she said, yes, he came. He said, now I understood. Come here. Tell me what did he tell you? And she said, why did you never tell me about the mystery behind this garland of skulls that you're wearing? What is this? He said, you never asked? She said, now I'm asking, tell me. He said, these are the skulls, these are your skulls only. This is the number of skulls around my neck, and tells me the number of times you have become my wife. Because you are so dear to me, so I have kept it as an ornament. This is the number of, Parvati said, this is the number of times I have died. What about you? He said, I don't die, I have become immortal. Said, how did you become immortal? Why can't I become immortal? And Lord Shiva tells, because I have got a secret, because of which I have become immortal. Mother Parvati asked, what is that secret? I also want that secret, to become immortal. Lord Shiva said, because I have heard Srimad Bhagavatam. And because of that, I have become immortal now. I don't die. And Mother Parvati asked whether she could also hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And Lord Shiva, because he loved her, he decided to narrate Srimad Bhagavatam to her. And he said, let's go to a secluded place. Because here, if we recite Bhagavatam, everyone else will also hear and they will become immortal. And the system within the universe will get disturbed. So they went to Amarnath, where this Bhagavatam was narrated. And we know the story, Mother Parvati fell asleep and a parrot was listening. And that parrot kept listening. And Lord Shiva, when he realized that a parrot had listened, somebody who was not qualified, he was thinking, had listened to Bhagavatam's message, he ran behind him with his trident. And the parrot took shelter in the womb of the wife of Vedavyasa. And that parrot later on became Shukadev Goswami. And how did this parrot come to this material world? It is also explained once Lord Krishna was speaking to Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani saw Krishna was very, very concerned about something. He was not happy about something. So Srimati Radharani asked, what happened? Krishna said, see, I want these sweet pastimes that we perform in Golok Vrindavan, I want all these leelas to be known to the people of material world. Because by this they will get attracted, they will get delivered, and they will develop a desire to come back to me. All these sweet leelas, I want them to relish. But I do not know who should go to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam. Means Krishna's glories. So whatever Shukadeva Goswami has given, he has not gone into detail. Otherwise Bhagavatam is more than 100 crore verses. He has only specifically chosen the most important part, the 18,000 verses. That means this Bhagavatam is the essence of essence also. But he has not gone into details of Radha Krishna Leela. But Krishna was asking Srimati Radhani, who should go? Who should go? And at that time, a parrot was also around and he came flying and he sat on Srimati Radharani's hand. And this parrot is the pet parrot of Srimati Radharani. She feeds him with her own hand. She takes care of him personally. And she regularly asks him, oh parrot, please chant Krishna's name. Please chant Krishna's names. And the parrot keeps chanting Krishna's names because that's what gives Srimati Radharani the greatest pleasure. So this parrot came and Srimati Radharani said, oh parrot, he chant Krishna's name, chant. And he started chanting Krishna's names. And then Krishna said, no, you chant Radharani's name. And the parrot started chanting Radharani's name. And Radharani said, no, you chant Krishna's names. And he started chanting Krishna. So this way, then he started chanting both their names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then Krishna decided he must go. Somebody who had received complete mercy of Srimati Radharani, who is so dear to Srimati Radharani, he should go. So Shukadeva Goswami, His Holiness Gaur Govind Maharaj, he gave a very nice explanation. He said, when Srimad Bhagavatam says, Shri Shuka Uvacha, generally we think Shri Narada Uvacha means Shriman Narada said. He said, when we say Shri Shuka Uvacha, it means Shri Shuka Uvacha. Shri is Radharani. You go to Barsana, where Srimati Radharani is addressed as Shriji. Shriji Mandir. So Gaur Govind Maharaj said, when it is mentioned Shri Shuka Uvacha, it means the parrot of Srimati Radharani spoke. So once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj also mentioned that this preaching mission is a mission of Srimati Radharani. She understands Krishna's anxiety. And his greatest anxiety is to bring all those lost children back to his lotus feet who have forgotten him. And that's why in the Gita also he mentions somebody who preaches his message is the most confidential servant. So Srimati Radharani understands this position. Therefore it is she who sends the Guru Parampara into this world to preach the message of Krishna. And if we go through the list of our acharyas, we'll find all the great preachers in our Guru Shishya Parampara have been either Sakhis or the Manjaris, the most confidential servants of Srimati Radharani. You look at the cowherd boys, Krishna's friends, they've not been like, they enjoyed, even when they were with Nityananda Prabhu, they enjoyed life to the fullest. Even when they were in Gaur Leela, they did preach in their own way, but they were all very extraordinary preachers. But in a systematic way, this message has been brought down to us by our Guru Parampara, who were none other than associates of Srimati Radharani. Nityananda Prabhu's associates were all the cowherd boys. And how would they preach? Gadadhar Das, he would stand in one pose for 9 hours. Trying in the pose as if he was playing flute. Chaitanya Das, he would slap the tigers and tell the tigers, preach. They were mad in ecstasy. Their way of preaching was completely different. And This is how they would give devotion. Chaitanya Das, he would jump on the back of tigers and he would slap the tigers and would make the tigers chant Krishna, Krishna. Gadadhar Das, he ran into the Qazi's house and he would shout at him, "Oh Qazi, chant Krishna's names, chant Krishna's names." And Abhiram Thakur, how he would give love of Krishna to others. He had a whip called, and he had named it Jai Mangal. And he would strike the person with his Jai Mangal. And as soon as that person would be touched by that whip, he would jump in ecstasy. He would get Krishna prema. So this is how they preached. No philosophy. But it is the associates of Srimati Radharani who came as our spiritual preceptors, who preached in a very systematic manner, and that parampara is still going on. And all these acharyas, they teach us that the more we advance in spiritual consciousness, the more we become humble. The more we become humble, and the more we acknowledge Krishna's supremacy, His greatness, and the more we surrender, and the more we want to be puppets of Krishna. The more we become purified, the more we want to be puppets of Krishna. And the more we become puppets of Krishna, the more we are empowered to execute His will. Therefore, this is the greatest achievement, greatest position we can ever ask for. Prahlad, Dhruva, Brahma, Shiva, everyone aspires for this position. Why does Lord Shiva hold Mother Ganga in his hair, on his head? Now this is a leela. Ganga had to come and she had to go with a reasonable pace. Otherwise she would have made a hole in this planet and gone to the lower planetary systems. So Lord Shiva volunteered to alter the pace with which she flows. He could have kept her in his kamandalu also. But why does he choose to keep Ganga on his head? And from there he releases it little by little. Because Ganga is nothing but the Charanamrita of Lord Krishna. And therefore he always wants that Charanamrita on his head. So the greatest personalities also bow down to Krishna. By their own example they are showing. Because they are very elevated in their consciousness. In Kali Yuga we have people, because they are very degraded in their consciousness, so they fail to recognize Krishna's supremacy. And there are so many so-called authors nowadays. Their writings are such that they are trying to find faults with Krishna, Rama, their leelas, without having any qualification. This goes to, when somebody tries to find fault with God, that means his consciousness is extremely degraded. It is demonic. Because the demonic people oppose God. This is the eternal principle. Earlier times we had demons who were big. They had forms like demons. But nowadays the demons are coming in a very sophisticated way. Earlier people, the demons tried to kill God with the help of their weapons. But as they say, pen is mightier than the sword. So nowadays the demons are trying to kill God with the help of the mightiest weapon that they have, which is the pen with their writings. They're trying to become better than others. They're trying to create influence. But they do not understand. If they simply learn to appreciate, listen, and learn from the example of these great personalities, Lord Shiva, Brahma, and the others, then they can also be gradually elevated, provided they learn to hear from the bona fide sources and not try to examine things based on their own intelligence, which is affected by the three modes. Also, today is the appearance day of a very special acharya called Shri Lochan Das Thakur. And He is one of the most celebrated acharyas in our Guru Shishya Parampara, and he is the one who wrote one of the three most authorized biographies of Lord Chaitanya called Chaitanya Mangal. And Lochan Das Thakur is the one who has composed many sweet bhajans about Lord Nityananda, and that most special bhajan which Srila Prabhupada sang once he was in Atlanta, Georgia, and he used to sing Jai Radha Madhav. But that day he sang Parama Karuna Pahu Dui Jana, because he saw the deities of Gaur Nitai in front of him, and he was so touched by their mercy that they had come from Mayapur to this place to shower his mercy upon the conditioned souls. So his eyes were filled with tears and his voice got choked, and he could not sing it any further. He went deep into ecstasy. Srila Prabhupada didn't manifest such ecstatic symptoms regularly. It just happened once in a while. But seeing Gaur Nitai's mercy, singing this bhajan, Parama Karuna Pahu Dui Jana Nitai Gaur Chandra, how Gaur Nitai are the essence of all avatars, he went deeper into ecstasy. So Srila Lochan Das Thakur took birth in a family of Brahmanas who lived in a village called Radhadesh in Mahakumar near Katwa, which is in the Burdwan district of West Bengal. His father's name was Sri Kamalakar, and mother, she was known as Sadanandi. And he was the only son of his parents, and therefore he was like the life and soul of his parents, very, very dear to them. And in childhood, he stayed at his grandparents' home. But when he was very young, as a little boy, he had the great fortune of meeting the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And it is at a very young age that he met his guru, Narahari Sarkar. And when he was very young, he went to Shri Khanda and started spending his life at the lotus feet of Shri Narahari Sarkar. And in his Chaitanya Mangal, which is the book he wrote about Lord Chaitanya, he writes about his spiritual master, "My hope of hopes is to be near the lotus feet of Shri Narahari Sarkar, Narahari Thakur, to serve and worship him with my very life. The cherished desire of the fallen Lochan Das is to be allowed by the grace of Narahari to sing the glories of Sri Gauranga. May my Lord is Sri Narahari Thakur, and I am his servant. Bowing and praying before him, I beg him to allow me his service. This is my only aspiration." And the principal source of his writing was the diary kept by another great associate of Lord Chaitanya, Murari Gupta. He had composed all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya up to his taking sannyas in a book called Shri Chaitanya Charita. And that was the main source of his book that he writes. And it was in Chaitanya Mangal that he writes that very Murari Gupta, who lived in Nadia, composed many Sanskrit verses about the life of Sri Gauranga, which he later arranged in the form of a book. Having heard these verses from Murari Gupta, Damodar Pandit taught them to me, and I memorized them with great delight. As the Sanskrit verses and the conception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted to me through Damodar Pandit developed within my mind, it flowed forth from me in the form of this Panchali verses in Bengali. It is a form of writing in which, in those times, the special verses were, sacred verses were composed. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was the first one to do it for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glorification, to compose the scripture in this language, in this meter. In his preface to the Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Lochan Das Thakur also offers his prayers to Vrindavan Das Thakur before proceeding with this narrative, he says, I offer my prayers of submission to Vrindavan Das Thakur with all my heart. The sweet song of his Chaitanya Bhagavat has enchanted the whole world. Now this is a very important principle which all these writings they teach us. Even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, now we hardly find any author glorifying the other author and asking the readers to read his book which is better than his own book. But whether you talk about Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat or Chaitanya Charitamrita, the authors are telling, the Chaitanya Charitamrita's author Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, my composition is nothing, you better read Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is the best, which describes the glories of Lord Chaitanya in the best possible way. You read his book. Here Chaitanya Mangal, Lochandas Thakur glorifies Vrindavandas Thakur. So they are giving credit to others. This is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. And this is the essence of the culture of spiritual world. Till the time we come to a platform where we can start giving credit to others, we are not qualified to enter the spiritual world. Because that is the culture of the spiritual world. And wherever we go, we carry our consciousness along with us. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's Leela is the practical demonstration of the culture of the spiritual world. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with his associates, came to teach us that how we must behave as devotees in particular and people in general, learning to become non-envious and giving credit to others. Even if we are better than somebody else, we don't think like that. Everybody is thinking about how others are better. And this consciousness is the consequence of or the result of the purity of the heart. The more we become purified in our heart, the more we start developing this kind of consciousness where we feel that others are better than me. And this can only happen when we become more and more Krishna conscious by engaging in his devotional service. Because Krishna consciousness not only reforms, as Shukadeva Goswami mentions the sixth canto, before he starts narrating the Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of Ajamil, this Krishna consciousness not only destroys the sinful reactions, it also destroys the propensity to commit sin. So Krishna consciousness is the process, because Krishna is the only one who has the power to not only reform, but to also transform hearts. And when we keep him in the picture, transforming hearts is not a big deal. So understanding his position, how he is the supreme, and when we understand who is Krishna, then automatically we become humble. And to understand Krishna's position, his glory, we need to hear about him regularly, we need to study about him, we must associate with devotees, and gradually we can also be uplifted or elevated to that highest position of being the puppet of Krishna or the servant of Krishna or the servant of servant of servant of Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.